we're going to read two verses here because we were thinking in the bathroom in the shower this morning. A lot of things, you know, that went wrong. I don't know if you heard, but it was about 11 o'clock, I guess it was, a little shortly before that. Friday, I decided I'd come home early. I wanted to get the sink out of the bathroom because the pump went up on the washing machine, and I thought it was probably a busted pump, but I wanted to get the sink out of there because I didn't want to leave my wife having to run up to Mama's to wash her clothes. So I wanted to get the sink out that night, so I left early. You all know the gas gauge, or maybe you don't, but the gas gauge don't work on my car. And I don't know, for whatever reason, it ran out of gas 70 miles sooner than it should have. But anyhow, there we was alongside the road. Well, not alongside the road, we kind of felt it, and I thought, oh no, this, because I've done this before, see. This felt like it's running out of gas. So I pulled into a man's driveway, and his light was on. And you know what? You know, all that was all of all the things, and I was hoping it wasn't a fuel filter because it shouldn't have been out of gas, or I was hoping it wasn't a fuel pump. And his light was on. So we went up there, and we rang the door, and I've talked to the man before, and they was already in bed, but for whatever reason, they'd left the light on, and come and help me with gas. And we was thinking about all these things, you know, burning our wrist. Last night we were stepping up. We were putting our window air-conditioning in the house, and we propped it in there. Well, because the window being up, them bugs would come up in between the panes. So I was stuffing a towel in there so that, you know, they can't come up there. Well, we got these pieces of wood that's got a wedge, so you know that the top window don't come down or whatever. So I was stuffing that in there. That thing shot out and hit me on the lip and busted my skin. Got a little bit of a knot there, and I thought, for goodness sake, because when it first hit, you know, I tasted blood, and I thought, I'm going to look like a goofball when he sees me over there. And so we were thinking about all these things and some others, and it was like, boy, we've had some trouble, but it was like the Lord said, but I was there, and I delivered you every time. And I don't know what kind of troubles, if Daddy, you'd have an extra hanky. We kind of got both of these plum wet, and I don't know what we're going to face, but I know it's going to be worth it. There's two verses we want to read. This was the verses that the disciples were thinking about in Psalm. Just need one, thank you. This was the verse that we read. Rudy, how's everybody? As everybody prays, because I prayed, Lord, I said, I know that you're in this, Lord, and it would do us well, Lord, if you would choose to walk amongst us today, if you would choose to send me and Tony off in such a way that give us assurance for these next 30 hours that the Lord's going to do what He said He'll do. And not that we would doubt that, but that sometimes we doubt the intentions of man, don't we? And rightfully so. But I'm thankful that, you know, there's been a person that has invited somebody wanting one thing and finding out something else. I wonder how many of the people invited Jesus in to find fault with Him, and the Word, and the words come out of His mouth, and they brought conviction, and before it was over with, though their intentions was to stand in the crowd, it says, look at Him, He says He's the Son of God, blasphemy, but when they offered Him into their home, they said, look at Him, He is the Son of God, so I know that God can work, and man, not a one can hinder. So all right, we know the case where the disciples said to Jesus Christ, when they see Him in the house of God, that the zeal has eaten Him up. What they were talking about in the 69th Psalm, in the 9th chapter, it says, for the zeal of thine house has eaten thee up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me. There's a lot of people who want the zeal of the Lord. There's a lot of people that wants the tears of man, as it were, to say, go on, go on.
on. Listen, the Lord has also called us out to bear the reproach that my Jesus bore. And I want to tell you today that I'm fully prepared that whatever God says, I'm going to preach it. And I want to tell you something. My God's big enough to bring me back here if you would choose. But I want to also tell you, we can read it if you would. Over there in 2 Samuel.
Bless you, Lord.
In the 24th chapter, in the 24th verse, we're going to first read the 23rd. And it said, all these things did Arana as a king give unto the king. And Arana said unto the king, the Lord thy God accept thee. And the king said unto Arana, I guess is how you say his name, nay, but I will surely buy to thee at a price, neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God that which cost me nothing. So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. David said here, for neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which didn't cost me nothing. If we could just think for a while what Jesus Christ offered there at Calvary, it cost him much, did it not? To think of what from the beyond the beginnings of time that had never experienced what it was like for not experience condemnation, conviction, guilt, that he took it all upon himself because of me. But I'm thankful that if we're obedient, we too can give unto the Lord. This life may not be easy. This life may cost some of us more than others, but it's a sacrifice worthy to be given unto the Lord, is it not? I want to tell you, Michelle, I understand that your sacrifice hasn't cost you nothing. But I want to tell you, the Lord's going to bless you. You'll never see my face again, no son. I want to tell you, there's a place in heaven where we can gather together. We can say forever. It costs us nothing. In comparison to what will what awaits us in glory. It touched our heart last night. Riley come to us and he gave us four quarters. He said, he said, Papa, I want you to take this on the trip. He been seeing people was helping out. I said, honey, I said, it's not necessary. He said, I've got $4. I want to tell you, we ought to have the heart of a given child. But here comes Levi. He gave us 55 cents. Oh, I want to tell you, I knew that Levi likes shiny money. And I knew that that 55 in his heart was just as much, if not more, than that dollar. And I thanked the Lord and I took it. And I put it in my pocket with a bunch of change. Oh, you know, you don't really need a change overseas so much. They only change dollar bills, is what I've been told. So I got it out that night. But I told them boys, I said, right here, it's the money you've given me. And I want to tell you, there's the money you've given to the Lord. And I want to carry it in my pocket. And I want to tell you, Riley and Levi, that the Lord sees a given heart. And I know one day, he's going to speak to all you children. And I want you to, he loves a given heart, and I want you to give him your heart. I want you to pray for me, Queen, because sometimes when we pray for others, before the praying is done, we'll pray for ourselves. The Lord loves you. He loves you, Dakota, and I want to come in and church can come. But listen, he'll not be the only one that's there. But the Holy Spirit that is in my heart is in your heart, church. And he'll be there. And we desperately need your prayers. Because listen, listen who you're sending now. And you're sending a Bella. Well, that's not very good at doing things. You know, we kind of made a joke about, made light of Tony teasing about him being so forgetful. It's been said that certain things they ain't even going to be able to be took because they're all worried about it. Well, I'd like to confess to you today, I believe that Tony's the one of the two that might be more mindful. Because I understand that I've witnessed the Spirit of the Lord. I don't care if they ever remember my name. I don't care if they remember my face. The one thing I want them to remember is that there was a man just like that one in the Bible. They didn't even mention his name. Why? Because it was insignificant. It didn't matter. But he came and he proclaimed the Word of God. And that's what I want to do. I want to be able, as it were, to preach in the sanctuary of the Lord. As the priest, the high priest was able to go into the holies of holies. But that veil has been rent. But I would want love if it were as the Lord could just surround us as you would a little far before you get it going. You got to protect it, don't you? Begin to blow on it a little bit. And then as the fire goes, that he might just open it up and that they might see that the God we serve is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That he changes not. And that the Holy Spirit might speak to their heart, even though they might not fully hear every word. The world would say that's foolishness, Darrell. The Bible clearly says that if one speaks in tongues, that there needs be an interpreter. That's what the Bible says. And I ain't saying otherwise. But I'm thankful that there are many, there can be many interpreters. I pray, this has been my desire, that the Lord would send an interpreter. But most importantly, that Holy Spirit has interpreted me many a time. Oh, what I needed to hear. Although the preacher might have said one thing, and I fully understood it. The Holy Spirit began to move, and he began to tell me another. And it didn't go contrary to the Word of God. But it was the Word of God that was made manifest by the Holy Ghost that was brought down, not a preached word. And my desire is that each and every one of us that listen, as you gather around and pray, I know you will, these 2.5 weeks, that you might thank the Lord. I want you now to be thanking the Lord for what he's doing. Don't be so much worried about my welfare. But thank the Lord and say thank you, Jesus, for blessing Darrell Hensley and Tommy Miller. And raise your hands and give him praise, knowing that my God is able to deliver. Hey, listen. Nothing, as it were. I will not offer a burnt offering unto the Lord, my God, that which doth not cost me nothing. Oh, it reached down. Put water on her face this morning. Not ashamed. And her back went out. It's all right, Jesus. If you want me to go there and pay it, it's okay. Because what's what you paid for me. Anything that I would cost, anything that would cost me in this life is but nothing, is it not? But I want to tell you, if I had to crawl and get behind the pulpit, all I desperately need is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. It makes these aches and pains go away, sometimes just for moments. But if I can come back and declare what a wonderful Savior He is in India, well, that's my desire. And I want you to pray for the blessings that might come. Because once again, sometimes I think that Christians think the road ought to be easy. If we're doing the will of the Lord, that it ought to be saved. But listen, God is a God on the county road that's filled with many potholes. Not only on the freeway, but on the riddled streets of some inner city. I know this to be the case, and I also know though times might be hard, might be reasons sometimes, as it were, to fear. We walk not by sight, as the world does, but we walk by faith. And I'm looking forward to suffer the afflictions for Jesus Christ, because He died for me. The Holy God, as He bore that cross to Calvary and He fell under it. Weakness, I've been told, from the scourges. Now he had some back trouble, did he not? For they beat him, they tore his flesh from his back, and he fell underneath it. And I want to walk upright, I can walk stooped. But we're also what He's done for me. Oh, but I'm so glad. He said if we humble ourselves, He will lift us up. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray, dear God, for these widows, Lord. We know not what You'll have to come our way. Oh, but I pray, Lord, that it might increase the faith of my children, and the faith of Randy's children, and the faith of these others, Lord. The God of the church of tomorrow, I was thinking, it was in the death, or not at the death, but at the you might as well say the deathbed. Oh, when my grandfather was so bad off, was confined to a bed, that I heard the calling of the Lord from many years before. I can remember the Lord giving me dreams that I have called the racket of the world. I went on headlong, and I didn't hear that still small, but it was there. It was at the deathbed of my grandfather. I said, Lord, all right, God, if You would have me to die in some faraway place to stir the heart of some other child within these walls, to call him to reach. Glory to God, I surrender. I lift up my soul to You. You use me as You would see fit, Lord. God, because, Lord, I am nothing but dust. Lord, that it would be an honor and a privilege and a suffer for You. Oh, Lord, let us see what our house is thinking. Lord, I would never suffer the reproach. Lord, that has been brought on You for caring for us. Can you imagine? Because He cares for us. People don't mock His name. So why should we? Why should we expect any better? And I'm thankful that we've been born again and we understand it. How do we understand it and find understanding through prayer? We touched our heart when our sister testified. I know that we was going to pray before we go. I know that's what we do all the time. Boy, it was sure nice to hear it. Oh, the word is such as that. That I look back on my, as she said it, though I know, because of my own memory,
I was able for a moment to look back at all the many times that we've done just that. The time we've done that before my father went back east over a situation that the world said was hopeless. Oh, well, I'm thankful that it's already been stated. Oh, that we can pray and the Lord can change the heart of kings. When the church prays, it moves the heart of the Lord. And then the Lord moves the heart of me.
Right.
So then, I'd like us all to gather around the altar. And I understand that this journey, there's not one here that it's not cost you something. And I want to thank you for it. But as I thank you for it, it's just words. But I've got to say, that sees each and every one of us. He knows our heart. There's a reward waiting for each and every one of us. I'm not looking for an easy life. But what I'm looking for is a life guided by the Lord. So if you was to hear, you know, I was told, I called up, got this card. We got this card at Walmart. You can buy an international card. It says international calls. And on that list, the highest place you could call is Indian. It's 25 cents a minute. My wife said, wow, that's high. Well, I got to read the card. And I said, honey, that's if you're calling there. It says you got to call a number to find out what it costs if you better call them here. And it's going to cost $1.59 a minute to call from India here. So we ain't going to be making a lot of phone calls. And if you hear things and they don't sound as if you as what you're hoping for, it's just the Lord calling you to pray. This church, we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. I'm told that I'm going to be speaking to 200 pastors. And I understand to a lot of men, maybe that would fill their head up with ego in their heart. But I know that God would send me for one. And I'm looking for that one. I pray that maybe it might be all of them. But I've seen the Lord work in the small much more times than I've seen work in the big. And I understand that's because I'm an American. You know, things aren't as they once was. But I'm content with that. Because the Lord saved a man way long time ago. The community said he was but a drunkard. His mama wasn't much one. She huffed and left him when his dad was still in prison. And I know that man very well because he was my grandfather. See, it didn't start with him. There was a man that was preaching that message. I think of my grandfather and I think of the people that attend this church. And if we was all to write out a spiritual family tree, if I'm not mistaken, he would be in that one. So I know how if one man praise the Lord, it can turn into much.